Hello, I'm Tim Elliott, and welcome to Outsiders, my brand new podcast project. See, I believe there's an outsider in all of us. And in this podcast, we explore how being an outsider, spending time in and moving through nature, challenges us and changes us for the better. Today, we have a very special guest. Well, actually, that's a lie. It's just me. So sometimes during this pod, I'll pop on a little solo episode to leave a micro conversation or thought or some kind of outsider thinking. And this is the first one of those. It's titled Always Running. Now, I've not always been an outsider or outdoorsy, as my old mum used to say. So let me give you the backstory. So at the end of 2019, I left a year out in employment. And in hindsight, I was a totally different guy. I was 17 and a half stone. I'm now 13 and a half for context. And my exercise was enjoying a 10-minute walk to the local pub and the occasional game of touch rugby where it didn't, well, not my sport. Everything was all right on paper. Money was fine. Life was fine. Ticking the boxes. You know the boxes, right? But I wasn't particularly happy. I wasn't happy with me. I wasn't happy with what my life looked like. I wasn't happy with what the potential futures look like. And in fact, that time was the start of a really big transition in more than one way. So you'll recognise from the date that the pandemic was round the corner. And yes, the pandemic came. A good time for me. I'm sorry, I know it's a divisive topic, but it did kind of work. I was one of those who actually quite liked the lockdown for many reasons. But one most relevant to this conversation is it gave me the space and the opportunity to start running again. I used to run when I was young, like at school. I used to run for the South Notts Schools League up to a mile. And my dad was a super good runner. He did a 252 marathon at 50 years of age, I think, at the London, like super good. But life didn't take me down that route. It paused me and took me to pizza and nightclubs and wine, women and song, let's say. So when I started running again, unlocked something, like, it's hard to explain. It became my best teacher. It became where I did my best thinking during that time. It connected me to myself. It gave me an opportunity to explore who I could be when everything was on a bit of a pause. It connected myself to some new ideas and actually back to nature. And that habit grew, right, that running habit. There's a little 5K loop around near my house, which was infuriating because it had a bridge on it and I had to walk the bridge at those times. I couldn't run through. So I went from that stage all the way through to 10K, where I thought it was physiological and biologically impossible for a man like me, for this human being, to run for more than 60 minutes. Like, it was not feasible that I could run that far. It took me from that way of thinking and that level of movement, and performance is not the right word, but I'll leave it there, into the world of Matt Bagwell's Run the Country Ultra for the campaign against living miserably, and my first ultra marathon, and being brave enough to call myself an ultra runner. And now I'm here, I'm just a guy who craves the outside when he has to be in. Like, I'd seek out the opportunity to do stuff that matters. And don't tell any of my paymasters. Or I schedule my runs in my calendar before anything else. They're the most important thing. Today, you see, I'm always running. And you can take this in a few ways. A lot of the time, I'm running towards something. I'm running towards a better opportunity or a new challenge, or, fingers crossed, a new, better version of me. Or, on the flip side of that, I'm running away from something. Something I'm disconnected from. Some old version or behaviour of me. And if I'm honest, sometimes I'm running away from uncomfortable things. But I'm always running. And it's taken a while, but I'm finally okay calling myself a runner. Like, it always felt a bit imposter syndrome. I'm still not traditional runner shape, right? And I probably never will be. But I've found inside me an outside. And my vehicle for doing that is trail running. And like I said at the start, I think there's an outsider inside all of us. And I hope that the stories you hear in this podcast will help you find yours. Thanks. See you next time.